is 7 after the hour. Greg Stephan's Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are here today with the stories, the interesting events that are going on, things that have taken place over the last 24 to 48 hours. Hopefully the best and most information. I found this to be of interest and importance. Doctors report this weekend that a simple vinegar test cut cervical cancer death rates by one-third. The study was of 150,000 women. The results reported at a cancer conference this weekend in Chicago. Some people say this is amazing. This is a quick, cheap test that could save tens of thousands of lives every year, especially in some of the developing countries around the world where there's lots of cancer. It can be performed by local people with just 2 weeks of training, and there's no fancy equipment involved. The cervix is swabbed with diluted vinegar, which can make abnormal cells briefly change color. That's all it does, and you can see and then test further from there. Researchers believe it could prevent 22,000 deaths a year. Places like India, cervical cancer is the top killer of women there. 72,000 deaths a year. So 22,000, they estimate, could be saved because of this test. That's pretty amazing. See, those of you who get upset with me because I am critical of the conventional medical establishment for the most part, there is a just... they have a bad PR problem. The image that comes from those who have gone to a lot of the great traditional medical schools who are not open to new ideas. One of the reasons I embrace Ken Kessler.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I do embrace Ken Kronhaus as well because he is open, even though he's traditionally trained. I mean, the guy's got three doctorate degrees. He's an MD degree, two PhD degrees. He was a scientist before and during his years in school to do a lot of, and he does it now, a tremendous amount of research among the people that he has as patients. He sees 14 or 15 people a day. Multiply that out times 5 or 6 days a week, times 30 years, and you get a pretty sizable and good, strong research quad. And so as you take apart the information that he's come up with on certain things that are basically because he's a cardiologist, they're around heart disease and treatment options, that sort of thing. He suggested to me that I take a course in EECP. I'm not talking about a course like learning about it, although I did learn about it. If you've not heard about EECP, you ought to Google it. If you have any heart issues at all, I have a very strong heart, and I'm fortunate I have really great health. But there were a couple of indications that he found a few years ago that if left unchecked would have rendered sooner or later one of the sections of my heart inoperable, or it wouldn't, they say the chamber wouldn't have operated properly had I not had this procedure. So I had the procedure done. It's a 35-session course. I'm going to get it done again this next winter as well. And it brings, it's sort of the story. Richie and I will talk about this tomorrow. Richie McFadden back tomorrow from his hospital experience. He'll tell his stories. One of the things that the doctor said to him about his jugular vein, which had been plugged off, is that the body is so amazing, it'll find new ways to send the blood back to his heart. Well, that's what EECP does. It finds, it makes new little capillaries where the old ones are plugged up. It'll find new ones. It'll create new ones. And that's what the EECP does. So it brings around the blood so that it can get to the areas that it needs to go, it needs to feed. And in that way, you don't have to have these operations that are so difficult. Imagine, you know, if you've ever seen or know anybody, maybe you've had the experience, you have a heart bypass, they open you up like a chicken. They crack your ribs and open you up. And that's why it takes so long. It isn't the heart that takes so long to heal. It's the rib cage growing back together again. They got it all wired up. That's what takes the time. So anyway, I'm saying this because of the story that these tests can be administered and perhaps cut down by tens of thousands the number of women who are going through the problem of cervical cancer. Now, having said that, There was an interesting conversation last Thursday or Friday. You may have heard me talking about this poll, a new study, which cites a growing number of women in the workplace becoming the primary breadwinners for their family. I think this is something that I suppose from the It's Time This Happened sort of department. We have three related conversations. The first one comes from Candy Crowley talking to Congresswoman Elena Ross Lightman and Senator Debbie Stabenow about this study and whether or not this is new news or just something that people are waking up to. Women breadwinners of their family. Let's listen to the conversation.
A new study from the Pew Research Center tells us 40% of American mothers are the only or primary source of income for their families. Columnist Kathleen Parker writes, women have joined the workforce in greater numbers because they've had to, not merely to hear themselves roar. Children are expensive, and one income seldom suffices. What the Pew found out is that 25% of all families are led by a single mom. 44% of those have never been married. 60% Black or Hispanic, 49% high school education or less, median income, $17,400 a year. This is a group on the rise. And what I find fascinating about this is I'm not sure I think Congress is enacting laws that are in sync with what's going on in the country.
I agree. I don't know who you want to start, but certainly it's these kinds of statistics should be a wake-up call for our GOP, because we need to be talking about the issues that are more representative of, right, of America. How many of us in our party are really gearing up for a single woman, a single mom, raising their kids on their own, being the sole breadwinner? And we don't have that message. We need to tune it up and step up to the realities and the changing demographics that is America today.
Yeah, and just policy-wise, Senator, it just seems to me that this talks about another sea change in American life. Now, you can talk about policies that might reverse that if you want to argue that this is not, you know, obviously that young women who are undereducated, if you will, that are single and have a child, have a very rough road ahead trying to make money. So you might want to go at it from that angle. But however you want to go at it, it just seems to me to be an ignored segment.
I think this, first of all, represents a discussion about family income. This is about whether or not families are going to make it in the middle class, whether it's one family member working, a mom, or whether it's two family members. And I think it's complicated. First of all, the good news is women have more choices. And in my own family, I see moms working, dads staying at home by choice to take care of the kids. But on the other hand, this is very, very clear that it's an economic issue. And still today, 77 cents on every dollar is what on average women are making. And when you look at the women that are primary caregiver because they have to be, or are working because they have to, this is an economic issue for the country. And Ileana is right. We are not focused on, certainly the Republican Party is not. I'm pleased that the first thing our president did was sign back in 2009 the Lilly Ledbetter Act that deals with equal pay. But as we both know, we've got to go farther than that to guarantee that women are getting the value of their work in their paycheck. Because somehow when you buy the loaf of bread or you go to the gas station, you're not getting a discount on what you buy. And so it is an economic issue. And across the board, whether it's equal pay, whether it's making sure the child care tax credit equals what is needed for a family who is providing child care services, mm-hmm, and we all know how incredibly expensive that is, this is really an economic issue for families.
All right. Bravo to them for having this conversation. And bravo to you if you're having it as well. I'm going to try to push the conversation along a little bit. Our poll, for example, today, who's the primary breadwinner in your home? A, he is. B, she is. C, too close to call. D, I don't know. Who is the primary breadwinner in your home? Kenny, that's probably a good post, too, for Facebook and Twitter, yeah? Primary,
sure.
Yeah. Our video of the day today goes one step further. This is sort of a theme. It is a concurrent, recurrent, I suppose, theme with me. I think that we ought to be talking more about these sorts of women's issues. There's still terrific, tremendous sexism in our society today. The video of the day focuses on men and women and whether they see themselves as leaders. This video, I feel, pairs well with our question about primary breadwinner, because it asks Our video focuses on several young women, and they answer the question about fear, fear-based thinking. If you weren't afraid, what would you do? And so here's the answer from a couple of these women.
I just got nominated for my second Emmy, and I still can't say that I'm a writer. I have the ear, you know, and I have the voice, but I feel uncomfortable calling myself a musician. A classical ballerina is about 5'4", long legs, long arms, pretty fingers. I don't have that.
What would you do if you weren't afraid?
I am afraid of sounding stupid. I'm afraid of not looking like I belong. I'm afraid of failure. Mm-hmm.
You know how much, I think this makes the point, Kenny, how much time is spent by people being afraid of things? How much of your day is devoted to fear-based thinking? I'm afraid, you fill in the blank, I'm afraid that if I don't do this, then that will happen. It's men and women who do it, but I think it's more pronounced with women because we still have a male-dominated sort of paternalistic society. We need to have more equality, and that's what a lot of the stuff at DougStephan.com today is aimed at you thinking about.
Hey, new kid, you need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall systems, love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Hey, new kid, you need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall systems, love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This song was number one during this week in 1978. Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams combining their singing talents to reach the number one spot with Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. It's a sad sort of story, but gets frequently repeated, does it not? People get in the wrong. It's, again, an example of fear-based thinking. I'm afraid if I don't marry this guy, nobody else will have me. No! Not good thinking. 25 after the hour, Monday, it is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Okay, let's review where we are. Tornado redux, redo, if you will. More tornadoes this past weekend. As a matter of fact, five tornadoes, each one of them was a half a mile wide, striking in the Oklahoma City area, St. Louis as well. Number of people dead. The violent storms led to some pretty harrowing stories, not the least of which is you may have heard some of this audio or seen the video of the storm chasers. Well, the three that were on the television show were killed. And then there's the report from the news people who were in the Weather Channel's car, which was all fitted out. You saw perhaps pictures of it before and after. And if you haven't, I don't know, Kenny, whether we can post these at DougSteffen.com or not. But use your imagination. Think about a pristine. This is an SUV. It's got all that weather chaser stuff up on the roof. It looks like something out of the movie. And that's before it gets stuck in the tornado. It literally is picked up by the tornado. The people in the car experience something that they never have before and hopefully never will again. And then the car gets thrown down to the ground with them in it, and it's totally destroyed by the tornado. Here are the reporters describing what happened in the car. It was picked up by the tornado.
As Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis and his crew were on the hunt, they had no time to get out of harm's way. Suddenly, the tornado they were chasing was chasing them. We're happy to say they all survived the experience. Tonight, they described the harrowing moment in their own words.
Guys, that's it. There's a tornado.
South of El Reno, three-vehicle convoy. We'd done a live shot. We needed to go south to get in front of the storm.
Mike Bettis and the Tornado Hunt team are in that arm.
This was a really dangerous storm because it was small, then it was large, and then it had a lot of different vortices within it. And it did a very strange thing where it made a very abrupt left-hand turn. We were trying to get on the south side of the tornado to get into clear air.
And you could see just this huge wall coming right toward us. I was in the lead vehicle, and the tornado just came up, and I ended off being blown into a ditch. And the last thing that I remember is seeing the Bettis Mobile pass me and go airborne.
Everybody jump, go, just keep going.
We realized we weren't going to make it, and just screamed for everybody, just hold on, duck down below the windows, and hold on, and we just started tumbling.
Keep going if you can. Everybody duck down. Everybody duck down.
There was a moment there where it was weightlessness. We were floating.
There was like a silent couple of seconds there, and then I just braced.
And then we hit hard, and we tumbled a couple of more times, and we stopped, wheels down, right side up.
The wind was so heavy, and I figured that it would pick the car back up, and we would be dead.
Wow. We all came bailing out. JK picked up the radio and said, roll call. And KP said, I'm here. And we didn't hear from the others. And that's about the time we spotted them. And we all ran out to that field. And I saw the three of them getting out of the vehicle.
Can you imagine, put yourself in their place. Imagine like Dorothy going up in the tornado. That's pretty much the way it sounded like the experience was taking place. Wow. 28 after.
Okay. When Thursday night was Dino night, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grown-Ups.
Everybody loves somebody sometime.
For 9 years, beginning in 1965, that familiar voice opened the Dean Martin Show, a series that may have been the last hurrah for TV variety programs. A DVD collection presents classic episodes of Dino's NBC series, reminding us of just why he remains one of the most engaging performers America has ever seen. Dean Martin's daughter, Dina, herself a talented recording artist, says one of the reasons the Dean Martin Show became such a classic piece of television is that her dad tried really, really hard to avoid doing it in the first place.
Dad, you know, he was so busy. He was doing Las Vegas. He was recording. He was making movies. And he thought, gee, you know, I really don't want to spend every day going to NBC. He told us the night before, he said, well, I'm going to go have a meeting tomorrow with all the people at NBC, and they're going to try and get me to start a TV show, but I'm going to make my demand so outrageous that they won't want me. He said, I'm going to ask for like more money than anyone ever has had, and I'm going to tell them I never want to rehearse, and that I want to go in on Sunday afternoon and shoot the show. And he came back the next day. He said, I can't believe it. He said, they said, okay. And I think at that time, he made the deal for $33 million.
Wow. I think the episode that stuck with me most, gosh, the episode that had Orson Welles and Jimmy Stewart in it.
Was that the best thing?
And the beauty parlor.
They're under the hair dryers, and they're all reading magazines.
Gene, did you go to the party last night?
No, I couldn't. I didn't have a thing to wear.
I was there.
Tab and Rock showed up, both wearing identical blazers.
Wouldn't you just die?
The Dean Martin Variety Show is on sale now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program coming up. Teenagers in the news. Plus, we're going to meet Frank Huguenard, who is a listener to this program. And he also happens to be involved in making very interesting films. So I want him to tell you his story. First, though, back to China. Several times we've been talking, actually, off and on about this situation. This... Chinese. I guess appropriate because we have several of the stories emanating from China today. This is the saddest, and it sort of reminds me, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. Kenny, it reminds me of that, remember the fire in the, it was a dance club in Rhode Island a couple of years ago? When like about 150 people died because they chained the doors closed, the emergency exit doors were chained closed. Apparently, that was the same situation at this Chinese poultry slaughterhouse. So as a result of that, 119 people are dead because they locked the people in this slaughterhouse in. They locked the workers into the slaughterhouse. Whether that's because that's they can do that, their rules certainly a lot less stringent there than they are here. But they're, you can speculate all kinds of things. The working conditions are so bad, people are trying to run away from the job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But at any rate, you'd think that because the world is so small now, people would see these stories and they'd think about, okay, how is it that the workers that I have could get out if there was a fire or an emergency? Because it could happen. And here's another example of it. This and by the way, this doesn't even get to what happens when poultry is slaughtered. That's a whole different story. If you knew what happened and how chickens and turkeys and stuff were slaughtered, you'd never touch another piece of chicken in your life. Never, never, never would you do that. But that's not really the story here. The story is the sad reality. There's two stories here, in my opinion. One of them has to do with the slaughterhouse being locked up so people couldn't get out. And number two, it has to do with the amazing speed at which the story was reported. And now everywhere, all over the world, people are talking about this story. Like the Boston Marathon, I mean, you come up with some of these parallels. The situation in London where the policeman got hacked up a couple of weeks ago, those sorts of stories become immediate, and they are everywhere just in an instant. It's really uncanny. It really is. All right, let's take a couple of good stories at DougSteffen.com from the What's New department. Teenager in Wyoming. This is really, I love these stories, actually. Built a nuclear reactor for a science fair. Now, think about this for a minute. 15-year-old kid
builds a nuclear reactor, but he's disqualified from the International Science and Engineering Fair because he had competed, according to the judges, in too many other fairs. He's presenting what is genius, and these moronies disqualify him. The director of the Wyoming State Science Fair, who, by the way, has not had her contract renewed because of this. This is a state event. The director acted outside of her authority to make, you know, basically disqualify this kid from the fair so she gets fired. But imagine that. Farnsworth is the, what's his first name? Do I have his name? Conrad Farnsworth. That's his kid's name. One of only 15 high school students in the world to successfully build a nuclear fission reactor. He's 18 years old, and he is disqualified. The only thing the kid said about it, to his credit, was, gee, I think this is silly, to his credit. But can you imagine having a teenager, a child in your home who can build a nuclear
reactor? All I can think is that teenagers are volatile enough.
Yeah.
Now you have one with a nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
It's best to stay on his good side.
I would have thought so.
Yeah. But you it, win.
Yes, win. All right, so here's a terrific story about a 15-year-old girl. Teenagers in the news. This 15-year-old girl starts her own business. She starts her own business. She's from Houston. Her name is Madison Robinson. She has never been rejected in any of the things that she has developed. Every store buyer she has approached has placed an order for her Fish Flops. It's a children's shoe brand. Man, can you imagine her on Shark Tank? For those guys, I'd like to see her on Shark. If they were really clever at Shark Tank, the producers would bring this girl in. She came up with the idea for her sea creature flip-flops with battery-operated lights when she was 8 years old on a beach in Texas. Her father was a banker turned T-shirt designer. How many stories do you have from Florida, Texas, California, with these guys that were they were Wall Street guys or people that were stuck in an office? They came up with an idea for a T-shirt or something, and they go out and they become kajillionaires. This happens all the time. Venice Beach, full of people like that. Anyway, so this young woman has sold her flip-flops to 30 nationwide store chains. And now she's got a manufacturer that she's hired that oversees all of the production. They sell for $20 a pair. Excuse me. And this past week, Nordstrom's ordered the flip-flops. Apparently, there's a little mall chain called Flip-Flop Stores that have put these. Macy's has ordered them. As a matter of fact, They've sold 60,000 pairs of this stuff. The kid's she made $1.2 million profit last year.
she doesn't need Shark Tank.
God love her. She doesn't need Shark Tank. You're right. 15 years old, she gets her product into Nordstrom. Story is a great story. It'll make you smile. And it's at DougStefan.com. In a moment, we're going to meet a gentleman who's got a great story to tell as well here on Good Day.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America, 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Have a good day.
Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale, now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Hey. New kid, you need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall systems, love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
17 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ken Kessler's here with me, and we received this email last week. Dear Doug, I read your op-ed piece on the Rush Limbaugh fluke incident and found it intriguing. Just as a parenthetical expression, I wrote in a couple of the trades a story with my interpretation. There's been a lot of controversy. Some of you who are followers of the news talk format know that Limbaugh has gotten into trouble mostly because Media Matters chase him around and get people to do boycotts of his products. It's been very effective. It's cost people doing this, like me, millions and millions of dollars. So anyway, Mr. Huguenard, who is the subject of our focus here, Frank Huguenard, said he found it intriguing. He read my description of this program and how, quote, you are motivated to help people grow, and he said that includes me. He likes to engage, provoke, entertain, and inform, to stimulate in unexpected ways. So let's find out the story here. Frank, welcome to Good Day.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
So how do you help people grow? And you're a filmmaker, so you obviously, by the way, the website you might want to check out, folks, beyondmefilm.com, beyondmefilm.com. You've made a number of films. With what focus? What kind of, you're not a professional at this, are you?
No, I'm actually a complete amateur, although if you look on the testimonial page on my site, you'll see some really remarkable and profound remarks that people have left with me. You know, I've had a lot of life-changing experiences over the last 10 to 12 years. My life was basically a train wreck. Right at the time of the dot-com bust, I actually invented a product that was superior to Skype. Yeah, I basically invented Skype.
You did.
And, well, I mean, my product was called Companion. It had features in that Skype still doesn't have, and it also had YouTube functionality built into it. And this was 4 years before anyone had ever heard of either Skype or YouTube.
So why didn't somebody in Silicon Valley grab it up and grab you up?
Right. Well, you know, I mean, this is all part of what has gone into these films. You know, trying to understand you know, why one person's successful and another person's unsuccessful with, you know, seemingly similar qualities and traits.
Why do you, let's get to that, because I want to, that's sort of the focus of what I want to talk to you about.
Right.
Earlier, we were talking about fear-based thinking and its application to women because of the focus on women as breadwinners. But I think a lot of people have a real serious problem. Most of us are fear-based thinkers. We worry about the what-ifs. We don't live in the now. And so I wonder how you've done some great things. What the heck's going on in your head that screws up your success?
Well, I mean, I'm sitting here talking to you on the radio, and I've made some profound films. So 12 years ago, what screwed up my faith, my success, was a lot of fear. And so I began looking into it, and it, and Beyond Me actually goes directly into fear and why we tend to vibrate in and resonate in fear and how to get ourselves out of it. And so I've been practicing, you know, a variety of different techniques over the last 10 years that have had a profound effect on my life, and I'd be foolish to say that I don't live in any fear, but I live fairly fearlessly now. If, for example, I woke up 2 months ago, 2 years ago, and decided to make documentary films, and I went and did it, and a lot of people wouldn't be so fearless to do that. They, oh, well, I can't do that. I'm not good enough. I don't have the skills. And, at the end of Beyond Me, there's a very profound message about fear that I think will resonate with a lot of people.
Well, and this is something that's a theme of my program and a theme of my life. I've learned a lot. By the way, again, the website is beyondmefilm.com. Getting beyond yourself, getting beyond what it is that you're taught. I think one day last week, Kenny, didn't we have a conversation about life as perfection when we were born? But I think it related to language. But, I mean, you can use it for almost anything, any principal discussion about how one, as he or she comes into the world, has nothing, brings nothing into the world except themselves. You believe in reincarnation, you have stories about your life from perhaps other lives, but when you are born into this life, you come in completely alone and free. And then, what do we do, Frank, to screw it up?
Just watch Beyond Me, Doug. You're going to love it. I mean, if you haven't seen it yet, because this is exactly what the film touches on. It's how we go through life. You know somebody who's been in a relationship with the same guy for 6 years and broken up with him 50 times, and she can't, and eventually she finally breaks up with him, and next thing you know, she's going out with someone who's exactly the same archetype.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. And so why do we get into these patterns of behavior that we can't seem to get out of? And how is it that we go from this very pure state of birth to collecting all these patterns? And it's really all laid out in Beyond Me. I mean, you're really going to find it quite profound. And then Beyond Belief and Beyond Reason are also on the site, and they're all for free. I just put them out there. I've taken all the stuff I've learned, in this realm for the last 10 years and documented it in what I think is the most easily consumable media, which is video.
Is it the same for men as for women in terms of fear-based thinking?
The root fear of all fears, the mother of all fears, is the fear of death. So in that sense, yes, but then as we go through lives, the sociological impressions, boys grow up in a certain thing and they're, you have to be tough and all these things. And girls, of course, have their own set of, environmental impressions that leave a different set of fears. But, I'm a big believer in reincarnation. We've been male and we've been female hundreds of times. Yeah. We have all that in our psyche.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating things to contemplate. The website is beyondmefilm.com, beyondmefilm.com. If you want to expand your horizons, if you want to get away from the fear-based thinking, if you are open to new ideas, Frank is the guy to check out, at least as far as I'm concerned today. This is a place a lot of people should go. Frank Huguenard, thank you for reaching out to me, telling the story, and making it available to lots of other people. BeyondMeFilm.com. Get rid of fear, fear-based thinking, with this film. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Stephen Bishop from the movie of the same name, which was released, believe it or not, on this date in 1978. There's a headbanger for you.
Woo.
Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to report on the results of film activity over the weekend. The box office totals are coming up. First, though, we have the number one movie during this week in 1989 in the focus. We're going to play you three excerpts, and then you can call us at 888-302-3684 to get a handle on the answer. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, you get a swell prize. Not just a swell prize, but a swell Doug Steffen prize. Number one movie of this week, 89 is the year. Here's the first clip.
No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Uh-huh. Recognize that, Chucker? Would seem not. But Michael, where'd Chucker go? Went back to sleep?
What's I'm he here. Did you hear me?
Yeah, did you hear me?
I heard you. Yeah, I do not recognize that note.
All right, next clue. Let's see if we can figure out from this one.
How can you describe poetry like American Bandstand? I like Byron. I give him a 42, but I can't dance to it.
Uh-huh. Remember, this is the number one movie during this week in 1989. Last clip and clue.
And we all have a great need for acceptance. But you must trust that your beliefs are unique, your own, even though others may think them odd or unpopular, even though the herd may go, that's bad.
All right.
I got it.
You got it? Everybody else got it? Somebody's got to have it. 888-302-3684. If you know what the name of that movie is, help yourself. Meanwhile, Chucker is going to give you the results of what happened at the box office this weekend in just a moment here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
888-302-3684. Help yourself to the movie, if you know what it is. Meanwhile, Chucker, what sort of action do we have at the box office this past weekend?
It was an interesting week at the box office, Doug. Fast and the Furious 6 held the top spot for the second week in a row, although it did fall off 64% in ticket sales. Not unusual for a big opening. 34.5 million, 170 million in 3 weeks of 2 weeks of release. They get ready to film part seven in the next few months.
Yeah.
This new heist thriller, Now You See Me, with Jesse Eisenberg, Morgan Freeman, and Woody Harrelson plays second, actually overperforming, tracking $28 million opening. The studio is expecting somewhere in the $20-$21 million range, which is pretty good. The new sci-fi film After Earth, directed by M. Night Shyamalan at Sixth Sense and Unbreakable fame, starring Will Smith and his son Jaden, got awful reviews and actually is the first summer bomb, just 27
It just
million.
Looked awful. The concept
well,
of
it
was
neat.
Ugly.
It was just.
And by the way, there's been so much controversy about his relationship with his son. His son's 14 and said in some interview he wanted to move out and buy his own house.
Yeah, I mean, his story said he wants to be emancipated and all that stuff, which is insane. But number four was Star Trek in Darkness, 16.4, and the animated film Epic ran out the top five.
So how is the Star Trek movie doing as far as totals are concerned here and abroad?
It's done $181 million here. I'm not sure of what it's done overseas, probably around the same. It's definitely broke the mold of just the core Star Trek fan. It has a lot more mainstream appeal with these with this reboot series. But it's not Star Wars, but still very profitable.
All right, well, but
it's a heck of a good film. It's a heck of a good film. I mean, even if you're not a Star Trek fan, and if you are, I think it's an outstanding movie.
Actually, I am a Star Trek movie fan. I was never a fan of the television show. Never. But when they first came out in movies, I thought it was terrific. And then, you know, I didn't want to have a movie that didn't have Shatner in it. And then I warmed up to this kid, Pines, because he's a likable kid. And the first story was good. And this one just looked like another shoot 'em up, bang, bang, bad guys in space movie. You're telling me that's not the case.
It's not. Very good villain, well-written, a lot of twists.
All right. Elizabeth in Palm Desert, California, what's the name of the movie in question here on our quiz?
Dead Poets Society.
Yes, ma'am. Dead Poets Society, Robin Williams, with the number one movie from this week in 1989. Therefore, Elizabeth, you get the prize. Thank you. Stand by. Chucker, tomorrow we'll have another conversation here on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.